As a professional guitar player, I've always been fascinated by the various styles and techniques of the guitar and how they developed. And in this series, I hope to be able to discuss and play many examples coming from musicians living in the United States, England, Holland, Germany, France, and other points further east. In this first show, let's take a look at the music of John Fahey, alias Blind Joe Death, and the style that John has called American Primitive Guitar. Here's an example of that with his Sunflower River Blues. Was Sunflower River Blues played by John Fahey, an original composition. And what's interesting about this American primitive guitar style, and perhaps why it's called American primitive, is that it's based on a very fundamental American way of playing the guitar, which I affectionately call boom chick. And this comes from the turn of the century when piano players were trying to play ragtime. And with their left hand they were going boom chick, boom chick, boom chick, and with their right hand they were playing the melodies. Well, guitar players, they try to incorporate the same technique onto the guitar. And the granddaddy of this style of guitar playing was perhaps Mississippi John Hurt. And let's have a listen now as he plays his tune called Payday.
I can do, and I can't get along with you. I'm gonna take you to your mama, payday, payday, payday. Well, the rabbit in the lawn, I ain't got no rabbit dog, and I hate to see that rabbit get away. Get away. Baby did all I can do, and I can't get along with you. I'm gonna take you to your mama, baby.
That was John Hurt doing his Payday. Well, John Fahey was very, very involved with these old blues singers. In fact, he was part of a group that I was part of as well that was affectionately called the Blues Mafia. And in this group, John received the name Blind Joe Death. My name was Kid Future, where he had friends called Fang, Blind Orpheus Monk, and other exotic names. And together we all searched for old 78s as well as the old legendary bluesmen. In fact, Fang was the one who went down to Avalon, Mississippi, and found Mississippi John Hurt. John Fahey sent a telegram to Aberdeen, Mississippi, and there he rediscovered a great old bluesman called Bucker White. And here we have Bucker White doing his tune called Poor Boy. That's Bucker White with Poor Boy, that was recorded in the 1930s for the Library of Congress. And what I find unique and unusual about John Fahey was that his love for this music, as well as his interest in playing the guitar, was combined in a very, very interesting manner. So that in the early 1960s, you found Fahey doing a doctorate thesis on the playing of Charlie Patton, another name, a legendary name, who was considered the founder of the Delta blues tradition. And at the same time, Fahey was making records under his very wonderful alias of Blind Joe Death. And in his early music, he tried to combine his love and interest for the blues with the alternating bass, the boom-chick sound that we heard from Mississippi John Hurt. Now let's take a listen to one of Fahey's earlier adaptations. And this is his version of Poor Boy, A Long Way From Home. And this has its seeds in the playing of John Hurt, Robert Wilkins, and Elizabeth Cotton. And in fact, for some of you rock and roll fans out there, you may hear a little bit of That's No Way to Get Along, which the Rolling Stones recorded, which came from the repertoire of Robert Wilkins. So here we have John Fahey. That was the sound of John Fahey at his early stages, but he became a great influence, and ripples of his music can be still heard in the guitar players playing throughout the world today. And where I think it really came to a creative flowering was during the late 1960s, during that period that was called the Flower Period, or what we affectionately call in America the Dope and Hope Days. His music somehow seemed to express the discontent, the darkness, and yet the hopes of America. And in fact, when the film Zabriskie Point was being made, the director asked John Fahey if he was interested in writing the full soundtrack for that film. Well, in that very enigmatic way that John has to handle life, he said no, he was not interested, but instead he contributed one tune, which I think represents some of the finest creative playing that John has ever recorded. It's his tune called The Dance of Death. That was the haunting, melodic playing of John Fahey and his Dance of Death, all based on that old alternating bass technique and style that we first heard with Mississippi John Hurt. Well, next week we're going to talk about and listen to one of the great students of John Fahey, a guitarist who went on to become a star in his own right, a man called Leo Kottke.